Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Talia. How may I help you?
Well, I talked to somebody here about a week and a half ago, and then they said my order would be like a week late. So I've kind of like waited this week for it, and I still haven't seen it. Can you tell me anything about it?
All right. Yes, sir. May I have your zip code?
It's 98925.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Nathan Schubert, S-C-H-U-B-E-R-T.
Okay.
They told me it would be here like the 17th of last month. And then they says, then I called him again, and then he says, oh, well, it'd be about another week. So I waited all this week. And so.
Okay, allow me one moment. I'm going to try to find that for you.
Did you find it?
No, sir, not yet.
Oh, it might be under my phone number.
Okay, can I have the telephone number?
It's 206-631-0397.
I haven't located that either. Do you have an order number?
You know, I never did get a confirmation number, but the last guy I talked to, he said, yeah, the money was deducted, and it could be under my email address.
Okay, can I have the email address?
Okay, it's NATESHOO88@gmail.com.
Okay, you said NETEHHOO.
Yeah, N-A-T-E, Nate. S-H-O-O, 88.
And that was Gmail?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, and how long ago was it when you said you placed the order?
Well, that would have been, I ordered it like the beginning of last month,
mm-hmm.
and they said it would be like 17 days before it could be delivered, and I waited that 17 days and then some, and then I called him, and he says, oh, okay, well, it'll be another week, he said, and he says, here I see where your address. He took my address. See, I live in Easton, Washington, which the post office doesn't deliver mail to the mailbox. I have a post office box,
mm-hmm.
but FedEx or UPS will deliver to the house. And that's what I asked him. I said, well, which way is it going to be shipped? Whether it be U.S. So I give him my post office box number, along with my address, my physical address of where I'm at.
Okay. Can I have that P.O. box
It's
Yes.
P.O. Box 748, and that's in Easton, E-A-S-T-O-N, Washington, and the zip is 98925.
Okay. Is your living address, is it the same zip code as the mailing?
Yes, uh-huh. So my house address is 2301 Railroad Avenue East in Easton, 98925.
I apologize, it's taking so long. I'm just having trouble locating your account.
Yeah. I imagine you got quite a few orders to go through or whatever.
Was it with the top cosmic scopes?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And have you been billed for it on your bank statement?
They already deducted from my, I'm on Social Security, so I have a direct express card, debit card, and they've already taken the payment.
Okay. Do you mind providing me with the first six and last four digits of the card that was billed?
Yeah, yeah. Hang on. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Last four digits are 8499.
Thank you. And then the first six?
Let's turn the light on. Hang on. First ones are...
I'm sorry.
5332. Yeah?
I'm sorry.
Are you there? 5332. 4803.
Okay, just confirming, the card number was 533248, and then the last four was 8499.
That's right.
Okay, do you mind spelling your first and last name for me?
Say what?
Do you mind spelling your first and last name for me?
It's Nathan Schubert.
No.
Okay. So I do advise you to contact your bank for the charge, because I'm not able to look at an account here with you. So I'm not even sure if it's exactly our product that you're calling in about.
It's the scope, isn't it?
Yes, sir, we do sell the cosmic scopes. But I'm right. unable to. I've used every method that we have to look at your order, and I'm not finding anything in our system.
Huh. Well, that sucks.
Yes, sir. So I do advise you to contact your bank about that charge to see if they maybe have a different customer service number.
No, that's all there is. Because I talked to the guy before. And he says, oh, yeah, I've got it to hear where you paid, and I got your address, and he took it all down. And now you can't find it.
Yes, sir. So that's why I'm thinking it may be another company, because, again, we don't have any of your information here in our system.
Oh, well, that's fucked up. All right, well, I'll just – that's fucked up. All right, I'll just forget it. Thanks. Have a good night.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Fuck.